The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration for all his love to you, for all his kindness to you, for all his mercy to you. If not for God, where will you be now? If not for God, where will I be now? Let somebody thank God from the depth of your heart. Express your thanks to him at this hour. Express your thanks to him at this hour. Express your appreciation to God. Give him glory and honor and adoration. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Are you still thanking? Thank him for Johnny mercies. Thank him for feeding you. Thank him for success in examinations. Thank him for preserving you for kidnappers from hand robbers. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your family, your husband, your wife, your children. Thank this God. Appreciate this God from the depth of your heart. Give him all the glory and all the honor. Give him adoration for every of his love towards you. Thank him for his love, his mercy, his kindness. What a mighty God we serve. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we go further to worship, for another 2 minutes, if God will allow you, I want us to go on our knees and thank this God. I want us to appreciate him. I want us to humble ourselves before God. I want us now, while on your knees, express your thanks to God. While on your knees, express your appreciation to God. While on your knees, thank God for your life. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Father, we bless you. We appreciate you. We give you all the praise. Father, I thank you. You are worthy of our praise. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you praise. We exalt you. If not for your grace, if not for your loving kindness, if not for your faithfulness, if not for your help, if not for your kindness, the enemy would have destroyed us. The wicked would have swept us away. The wicked would have destabilized us. Thank God, somebody. Express your thanks to God. Express your appreciation to God. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his love. Give him all the praise and all the glory. Father, we worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. The King of glory, we worship you. We bow before you. We bow before you. We humble ourselves before you. Before the King of kings. Before the Lord of lords. Father, we give you all the praise. You are excellent. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are dependable. You are reliable. You are awesome. Thank you, Father. What a mighty, 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 mighty God you are. The King of glory, the Lord of lords, the Messiah, the great defender, the great provider, the great sustainer, the helper of the helpless, the husband of the widow. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. We have come to bow before you. Blessed be thy name. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. You can be on your feet and thank him again. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. We'll be worshiping God for a few minutes. I want you to enter his gates with thanksgiving. I want you to know that tonight is a life-defining night. is a night that will bring about a change of story, but you cannot access that without worshiping and without thanking God for all he has done. Lift your hands. Olorun to lagbara o
Osusupare mare o.
Thank you.
give him all the adoration. Father, we thank you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be exalted. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your kindness. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Tonight is a very strategic and very important night. It's a night that we are crossing over from one year to another. It's not a night you fool around or you joke around. It's a night that defines and programs a destiny. It's a night that determines how the future will look like. Please don't joke with it. Please don't use it as a play. My prayer for you is that nobody here will go back disappointed in the name of Jesus. I have two sessions tonight, and I'll go very quickly into the first session, and then we will take the bonfire where we will write the things we don't want to see again in 2025. And then we'll go into the next second session that will usher us into the brand new year. In a minute, speak to God. Father, this night, do something in my life that I will never forget. Do something in my family that I will never forget. Go ahead and talk to God in the name of Jesus. Tonight, do something in my life that I will never forget. Do something in my destiny that I will never forget. Do something in my life that I will never forget. Visit my life tonight. Visit my life tonight. Visit my destiny tonight. Do something in my life that I will never forget for life. Visit my life with your power. Visit my life with your glory. Do something in my life, in my family, that I will never ever forget. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the testimonies we received tonight. Thank you for all the testimonies since the year began. Thank you for bringing us to the last day in this year of wonders without number. To you be all the glory. As we go forward tonight, Father, we ask afresh for the presence of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, help me tonight to be able to release what you have in store for your children into their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can we give Jesus a big clap tonight with a big shout of hallelujah? Please be seated. While we are seated, you can write out the things you would not want to see again in the year 2025, and then we'll handle that after this first session in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome you to God's presence tonight. I want to appreciate God for everyone connected, those who are connected in our churches also, those who are on the gallery at the main floor here, and of course at the Wonder Tent, anywhere you are watching us from all over the world, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Contending with destiny resistance is the first session tonight. Contending with destiny resistance. Contending with destiny resistance. Are you ready for this tonight? Many have tried many things this year. They've tried many businesses. They've tried many ventures. But many things have been resisting them. They are not lazy. They are not lazy people. It's not that they don't like working. It's not that they don't like to push. But things just have not been working well. It's called resistance of destiny. The Bible speaking to us in the time of Daniel, that Daniel prayed for 21 days. And the Bible says that immediately Daniel began to pray in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, his blessing was released. It says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, someone say from the first day, from the first day that thou set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I came for thy words. But, somebody say but. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. From the first day that Daniel wanted a change in his life, God answered him. From the first day that he wanted God to bless him, God blessed him. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. From the first day he started praying and seeking God, God answered him, but there was a resistance. There was something stopping him. There was something limiting his life. Everything limiting your life, eat at home, must bow tonight in the name of Jesus. I say everything limiting your life, eat at home, must bow tonight in the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody say a loud amen? You see, this sky you are looking at, you are just looking at the sky. There are three layers of the sky. The first layer is the one where aeroplane passes. That's where when you look up, you can see aeroplane on the sky. That's the first layer. The second layer is the arena of fallen angels, where miracles and blessings are withheld. That's another layer. That is a layer whereby prayers are released, but they are held down or resisted. Children released, promotion released, wedding gown released, properties released. But in that layer, the wicked wants to stop the children of God from accessing their blessing. In Mark chapter 3, verse 27, he said, no man can enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. So that second layer is where a lot of people's destinies are held down. The third layer is heaven, where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords sits. So when he releases that blessing, and you are not a person that knows how to contend, he's just roving around the second layer. He doesn't come. But tonight, whatever is yours that enemy has held on to, it will drop into your life in the name of Jesus. I say it will drop into your life in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what strengthens destiny, contention, and resistance? What are the things that makes it very difficult for people to share testimony? What are the things that the enemy uses to stop the life of believers from becoming what it's supposed to become? What strengthens destiny, contention, and resistance? Number one is curses. A believer that is under a curse cannot easily share a testimony. A believer that is under a curse cannot go to the level that God has destined for him or her. There is somebody here tonight. Every curse under which you operate, that curse shall be broken in the name of Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, the Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For cursed is he that is hung on a tree. The curse on your life that is resisting your progress be wiped away this night by the blood of Jesus. Can I hear somebody say a loud amen? Amen. Curses limit the blessing in life of people. That's why some people, they work so hard, yet they have nothing to show. What affected you in 2024 cannot affect you in 2025. I say what affected you in 2024 cannot affect you in 2025. A curse causes retardation. A curse causes retrogression. A curse causes stagnancy. When a person's life is under a curse and he doesn't come in contact with the right anointing, he cannot go forward. While that daughter of God was sharing her testimony, you know, something just, the Holy Spirit just ministered something to me. No matter how much of blessings a person gets in life, if contention comes to your life and you don't meet with the right anointing, the person can spend the whole of his life at that same spot. She had her first baby, and then the second one about 10 years ago, and then she was trusting God. Ah, no, it can't just be these two. I need more. And then in her own mind and in her own spirit, she said, if I can connect with this grace, this siege can break. And she told her husband, forget it. You know, so we men sometimes, we can be very funny. And then she went in faith. And then as she did it, just say, let me just, you know, just rub my body, my clothes a little bit, just touch it. Within a split, all that happened is probably, in fact, when she shared the testimony, I was just surprised because I never even remember the day. I never even remember the time. There's somebody here today. Anything that is stopping your progress, this anointing tonight will break that yoke. I said this anointing tonight will break that yoke. And almost instantly, just about 2 weeks, what's going on? I'm feeling malaria. I'm feeling typhoid. Use malaria drug. Use typhoid drug. Use different drug. Let us even go and check. Maybe it's pregnancy. And then that same contention became a fine boy. I wonder why she didn't bring out that boy. Anyway, you saw the boy on Sunday when she did her Thanksgiving. Listen to me, friends. Every curse that affected you in 2024, in your business, in your family, in your destiny, that curse will be broken tonight. Everything that says that you will not laugh, you will not smile, you will not dance, you and your wife, your children, every of such powers shall be destroyed tonight. Can I hear a loud amen? What strengthens family contention and resistance? Number two is family patterns. You must not go into 2025 with a negative family pattern. A family pattern can move from one generation to another. These are some of the things you need to write in your sheet of paper. That the evil that is available in my parents' life must not continue with me in 2025. There are some of you now, you're already seeing some things in your parents' life already happening in your whole life. These are contentions that make somebody to enter a year and 365 days, he cannot point to one thing he has achieved. 365 days, nothing. It will never happen to you again. It will never happen to your destiny again. Physical relocation does not stop family pattern from working. Relocating from Nigeria to China, from Nigeria to London, to America, to Singapore, does not mean that it will break family pattern. What will break it is the power of God. And tonight, God will break everything contending with your life in the name of Jesus. There was a negative family pattern in the life of Abraham. And from that place, it came down. Abraham deceived Abimelech that Sarah, his wife, was his sister. It was a negative family pattern, the pattern of deception. 40 years later, Isaac deceived the same Abimelech that his wife was also his sister. 60 years later, Jacob and his mother deceived their father and took the blessing. 80 years later, Jacob's children deceived Jacob that Joseph had died and that wolves have killed him. These are all patterns. These are all patterns. Every negative pattern around your family shall be terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. Everything that looks as if this is the way our family is, and nobody really is blessed there. This is the way everybody has to struggle. Everybody has to go through so much before they can do well. Tonight is the night that pattern will end. Everybody has to sweat before they can get good husband. Everybody has to marry multiple men before they can eventually settle down with one. I pray for somebody here tonight, that pattern shall be broken. The pattern of lack shall be broken. The pattern of chronic singlehood shall be broken. The pattern of struggling in business and in career shall be broken. I can't hear your loud amen. I can't hear your loud amen. Number three, what strengthens patterns is sin. Sin makes negative pattern to continue. If you don't want negative pattern to continue, turn your back to sin. No wonder the Bible tells us in Proverbs 14 verse 34, it says righteousness exalts a nation. It says sin is a reproach to any people. So righteousness, living for God, brings about progress. Sin brings a reproach. It brings you down. Nobody that wines and dines with a life of sin can be free from contentions. But tonight, the appetite for sin, the taste for sin dies in your life in the name of Jesus. You are entering 2025 as a brand new person. Your taste and your desires are different from 2025 in the name of Jesus. The desire to go into, if some of you are thinking that by the time we finish 12:30. Before I will come back for tomorrow's night service, I must go and flex my that taste for evil shall be wiped out in the name of Jesus. Say a loud amen. Quickly tonight, before we begin to pray and then move on to other sessions, how to be free from destiny contention and resistance. What do I need to do so that my life can be free from limitations, contentions, roadblocks, padlock holding it down? Number one, give your life to God completely. Number one, give your life to God completely. Some people have given their life to God, but it's not completely. They gave their life to God. They gave their life to God, but not totally. It's a partial a dedication. Give your life to God completely. Surrender your heart, your soul, your spirit, your body, every part of you to God. Prayer is to escape resistance going forward, 3 steps, and then going backward 10 steps. It will not happen again in 2025. I say it will not happen again in 2025. Making profit here today of 1 million and making loss of 20 million. No, that's not progress. That's not progress. It will never happen in somebody's life again in the name of Jesus. Evil contentions in your life is destroyed totally in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Give your life to God. Release your heart to God. The Bible says, I've been young, I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the children begging for bread. I've never seen one person that pursues God and say, I regret it that I pursue God and I love God. I've never seen one. If you have seen one, show me. I've never seen one person that will say, I regret it that I love God and I give my heart to God. I've never seen it. Because God is not a man that should lie, neither is he some man that should repent. God will not allow people to be there and then now be mocking him. He will not let it happen. Number two, how to be free from destiny contentions and resistance. Be ready to pray aggressively. Be ready to pray aggressively. No man can escape resistance without a culture of prayer. My advice to you, shut down your phone. Hello, how are you, baby? Happy New Year. Shut it down for now. We are talking of destiny here. We are talking of the defining of a man's life or a woman's life. We are talking of a change. Do you know that in my place? Oh, we shouldn't go into that tonight. He said it is the hand of soup of good oil that people will lick. Nobody will help you to lick a hand of blood. You know what I'm talking about. Nobody will. All those people calling you is because they can see some level of result in you. If you have no result, nobody will recognize you. Settle your destiny tonight, and then you will see that more people, even better people than no people, those people will appear in your life. Better people, all these jagajaga people that are disturbing you up and down. Better people than the ones that are in your life now. They are coming in 2025. I said they are coming in 2025. I said they are coming in 2025. One of the prayers I've been praying for some days and some weeks now is that God should give us the gift of men. Men who are ready to go the extra mile for the things of God. There's somebody here tonight. God himself will give you men that will assist you. Who hates you might not matter, but who loves you matters. Who hates you might not matter. Anybody can decide not to like you. But the person that can love you, that we matter. There are some people, when they love you, their love means a lot. I pray those kind of people will love you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number three, how to flee from destiny contentions and resistance. Stay away from evil. Stay away from sin. Stay away from evil. Stay away from sin. Anything evil in 2025, anything that looks like evil, anything that resembles evil, stay away from it. If your desire is that your destiny should move, I'm trusting God tonight. In one of the nights of my prayers before this night, before this crossover night, I say, God, I want these people to gain speed. Do you know that your breakthrough and your success is our breakthrough and success? We cannot talk of success if your life is not going forward. It is in your breakthrough and in your success that we get our own success. Tonight, get ready. God will put in speed in your life. No more slow motion in anything you are doing. I say no more slow motion in anything you are doing. But you must stay away from evil. Stay away from evil. You can't be a child of God that wants to enter 2025 and you still have something else you are consulting. It's an aberration. If I pray for you tonight with this holy mouth and with anointing oil, and I pray for you from now till tomorrow, and you still continue in the evil, the prayer cannot work. If I fast and my organs are almost squeezing, and I pray for you, and you still say, amen, but you go back to the bad behaviors. Nobody here will go back to their vomit again. I say nobody here will be involved in evil again. In the name of Jesus. Number four, how to be free from destiny contentions and resistance. Obey God fully. Obey God fully. Everything God will tell you, obey fully. Obey fully. Obey God fully. Obey God fully. Obey God fully. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Number five, live a life of praise and gratitude. If you will overcome contentions and resistance, anything God does for you as you enter 2025, be grateful. Anything God does in your life, be grateful. Anything God has done in your life, be grateful. Always see the good in everything that God does for you. Always see the good in every area of God's hand in your life. And as you do that, you will end all forms of resistance. Shortly, we will be praying. And then we will go into the bonfire session. And I trust God that tonight is one night that will define somebody's destiny for the better in the name of Jesus. It is one night that will turn your life into the life you have always dreamed. Everybody has a dream life. You're a young lady, you think, oh, this is the kind of life I want, this is the kind of husband I want, this is the kind of children I want, this is the kind of thing I want. As a young man, you know what you want. This is the night that dream will begin to come true. I said, this is the night that dream will begin to come true. In the name of Jesus. But for this to come true, no one can approach the throne of God without first settling the matter of salvation. What shall it profit a man? What can it profit a man in this whole world? He gains the whole entire world, yet his soul is lost. You cannot afford to step into the new year as the same person. It's just wisdom to look at it and say, there must be something that is not making this thing to work. Most likely, my salvation needs realignment. Not that you are a bad person, but you just want to realign yourself with God. You don't want to take chances. You don't want to take chances again. You took so many chances this year, but this time you don't want to take any. You want to go in as a brand new person. Where you are seated, I'm going to pray with you right now. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want me to agree with you. You want me to agree with you. You want me to? I'm going to pray with you just where you are standing, on the gallery, outside on the Wonder Tent, inside here, or anywhere you are. I want to pray with you. I want to connect my faith with your faith so that you can have a testimony. You want to give your life to Jesus? Anywhere you are right now, stand up. And I'll pray with you just where you are standing. Also, you want to rededicate your heart to God. That is, you have been born again, but you know, you just slipped off a little bit. You don't want to enter 2025 without settling this matter of salvation. You want to end the contentions in your life. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Stand very quickly. I'm going to pray with you just where you are standing. God bless you. Stand very quickly. Stand very quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are here. You want to break an addiction. The addiction is a contention on its own. You want to break that addiction. God bless you. I can see those standing. God bless you. God bless you. No need to look around. Think of your own life. Think of your life. This is about your life. It's not about somebody else's life. God sent me to you. God sent me to bless you. God sent me to change your life. God sent me to change your life. Give me the opportunity to launch you into the destiny that God has prepared for you. Give me the opportunity to push you into higher realms of God's blessing. Give me the opportunity to walk with you for your destiny to be fulfilled. Listen to me. After death is judgment. Death, life is not something you toy with. You don't play with life. You don't play with your destiny. Destiny is what devil is after. Walk out on the devil this morning. This evening. Walk out on the devil. Tell the devil, no more. Me and you, no more. Me and fornication, no more. Me and adultery, no more. Me and drinking, no more. Me and going to bad places, to go and consult people, no more. Me and pornography, no more. God wants to bless you. God wants to change your story. Me and fraud and fraudster and all this kind of thing, no more. Me and cheating in examination, no more. Me and evil, no more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And I'll pray for those who are standing already. You are very sincere and God will bless you. You are very sincere. You have struggled on your own, yet you could not do it. You have struggled on your own, but you could not do it. God is telling you, my daughter, I'm calling you. Come, come, my daughter, come. My son, come. God is calling you. Do you want to walk out on God? Do you want to reject your maker? Do you want to say no to your maker? Can you see how he's shouting through my voice? As you are seated, he's telling you, your conscience is telling you, you are the one this pastor is talking about. You are the one this pastor is talking about. I know that shortly, something drastic will happen in your life. One. Also, you are here. You want to end everything that is not of God in your life. You want to submit your heart totally to God. But you have given your heart to God before. Not that you are not born again, but something is not 100% right between you and God. And your conscience is telling you, stand up and join these people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you want to rededicate. You want to start with God again. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you. God will bless you. God will prosper you. God will bless you. God will prosper you. God will bless you. God will prosper you. God will bless you. 2, I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray. I'm about to pray. I'm about to pray. God bless you. 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 Now, 3. Now, for those who are standing, lift up your right hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, please have mercy on me. Afresh, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me tonight. Thank you for showing me mercy tonight. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Keep that hand raised. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for these men and women on the gallery, outside, inside, on the screen, watching us connected from all over the world, rededicating their heart to you. Please, Lord, bless them specially. Please, Lord, bless them specially. Please, Lord, bless them specially. Let your hand continue to rest on them. Remove every contention in their life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please follow. There are some counselors on the gallery. I can't see anybody with those gentlemen. Okay, please follow them for quick counseling. Fill your cards. And then you are back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Everybody, please rise. Rise, 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 rise. We are running for time. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for Jesus, let's do some more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll take a few prayer points very quickly before we go into the bonfire, and then we go into the second session tonight. And I know that the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank Him for the word He has sent to us. Give Him praise and glory and honor. Give Him all the glory and all the honor. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. I'm the one that you have shown mercy.
You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. I'm the one. I'm the one. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy.
You too.
Look past my sin, my guilt, I shame upon the Lord.
To pray in this first session, you are going to say, Father,
convert
my disgrace to grace in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, convert my disgrace to grace in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. La prata pata pata pata. Jakata pata. Ila kwante ke paya da baladai. Reda kwante ke paladosa da balai. Erada paya da baladai. Eshen kwante ke paya da bai. Irada bela kavaya dai. He shed the one decade of my redevela de petepetepa, Randa Quante Capayata, a Shabaya Taba, Randa Kekwate, I Capaya Tabaladaba, a redevela de by, a Shedabela de by, a Randa Jesus, mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, Father,
all powers.
Resisting.
My destiny
must crash
in the name of Jesus.
Again, say, Father,
every power
resisting
contending
with my destiny,
let them crash.
Let them be destroyed. Lift your voice and pray.
Jesus'
name we are praying.
Amen.
With due respect, you are praying, but I want you to pray more. I want you to pray more and pray with more intensity, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
turn
all the curses
in my life
to blessing. Again, say, Father,
turn the curses
in my life turn it into a blessing.
Lift
your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, all negative patterns
in my life,
you are destroyed.
All negative
family patterns.
All negative
patterns in my life.
You
are canceled tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to pray that prayer again. Now listen, there are some things that happen in parents' life, and gradually the child begins to see it in their life. Like delays, like some particular sicknesses, sugar diseases, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, eye problems, different kinds of things, arthritis and all these kind of things. You are going to pray and say, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
all negative patterns, family patterns,
you are destroyed.
Lift your voice and pray.
In
Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say the power, of sin
over my destiny.
You are destroyed.
The power,
of sin,
Over my life.
Over my destiny.
You are destroyed.
Let your voice.
La boska la pakata.
La kwa 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 taya.
El lepra ke
tebina. El pakate
el lepra kadia.
Jada da 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 da.
Rokoto pogoto
poda.
Lepra kasha pra kata ba ba.
La pranda ma shakla kata.
El rata ta 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 ta.
You power of sin, you power of iniquity over my life, you are destroyed.
You are destroyed.
You are destroyed.
You are destroyed.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, as I end this year,
all evil around me
must come to an end.
As I end this year,
every evil
in my life,
in my business,
in my life,
in my destiny,
come to an end.
Lift your voice and pray.
Pray,
young man, pray, young woman, pray. La
patata,
Janete etola paete palapata. Every evil come to an end. 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 Around my life, around my destiny. Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Every plan,
an agenda
of the enemy,
against my life,
no longer walk
in the name of Jesus.
Every plan
of the enemy
to turn me
to a failure,
to a widow,
to turn me
into a failure,
to turn me
into a pauper.
Every agenda
of the enemy
against my life,
we no longer walk. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can I hear a loud amen? As you have said it, so shall the Lord do unto you.
Take your seat 1 minute. Get set. Everything that you don't want, this is not your expectation. These are the things you don't want. Failure must not reoccur again. Rejection at places of interviews or embassies must not reoccur again. Sicknesses and diseases must not come up. These are the things you are listing here. Go ahead and do that quickly before we pray on them. List them. The things you don't want again. The things that you don't, things that are a shame, that you don't like, that you don't want in your life again. We are going to burn them. We are going to anoint them and burn them. And then tonight marks the end of that torment. That torment. God just spoke to me now that there's somebody here. You are still urinating on the bed as a mature person. It is part of the things that must end. It's part of the things that must end. It's very shameful. It must end. It must end. Borrowing up and down, looking for how to be able to feed is an aberration. It's not of God. It's not of God. It's not of God. Embarrassment up and down. Rejections. Somebody has promised you marriage and all of a sudden the person doesn't pick your calls again. The person doesn't want to have anything to do with you again. What did he see before that said he wanted to marry that? Those are things that must not happen again. List them quickly. 2 more minutes and then we are going to pray. We are going to pray. You are going to pray. Accidents, threatened accidents, threatened death, threats of untimely death. These are things that must not happen again. Losses in businesses. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Walking like an elephant, eating like an ant. Enough is enough. You lack visibility. You are walking, but your business is not visible. The progress is lacking. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Spending your money on hospital without any results of where you are going there. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Gathering and then somebody come to scatter it. Enough is enough. So, working so hard yet no result. Enough is enough. Enough is. You have a vision and the vision is not seeing the light of the day. The enemy is sitting on your vision. He must get off that track right now. In the name of Jesus. Now be on your feet right now and begin to pray in the name of Jesus and say, Father, you are still writing? Are you still writing? You will pray and then you can write more thereafter. We are running for time because we have to go into the second session right now. In the name of, let me give you just 1 more minute. Let me just pray in the Holy Spirit, somebody. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Now you are going to pray and say, Father, enough is enough. This matter, enough is enough. You have tormented me enough. You have challenged me enough. You have. This is not a prayer of gentility. This is not a prayer of play. This is a prayer of contention. Because the force you are dealing with is a stubborn devil.
You are going to say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
I decree enough is enough. Lift your voice and pray.
In Jesus' name we are praying. If you are seated, please stand up right now. You are going to pray. If there is anybody that is behind this matter, Father, tonight must be their end. If there is any power or anybody that is behind this, my challenges, Father, tonight send your fire to judge them. Prayers in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, let the fire of the Lord come. Let the fire of the Lord problem that it will never stop except there is violence. There are some things, it's because you are not violent, you are too gentle. So they are so comfortable. No, even a mad person will recognize that this is fire. No matter how bad a witch or wizard is, if he sees fire, will say, this is fire. And so this matter must be settled. Let the fire of God come down.
Let the fire of the Lord.
your fire.
Send your fire.
Send your fire.
Send your fire.
To the camp
of my enemies.
Of my enemies.
And scatter them.
Send your fire.
Send your fire.
And to scatter them.
Lift your voice and pray.
Uwake fire ta. Ileke beye tebe tebe diba. Hey. 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 Leko sa baya ta. Meraka pala de. Ike bele dodo. Eswe bele de. Ere de bala. Akaparo. Akaparo ta pala di. Pacho. Ile tebe tebe. Leke bele ko. Ike bele kabayo to. Eshada bo. Eshada bo. Ile tebe. Ile tebe. Ile tebe. Ile tebe. Ile tebe. Ile baya. Ile baya. Ero. Ile baya ta. Eka baya ta. Ero da ba. Ero.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. By the power in the name of Jesus, the root of this problem, the root of this challenge, the root of this issue is burnt with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every challenge that has lingered till now, you are not crossing into 2025 with them in the name of Jesus. As we burn this prophetically tonight, an end has come to every of these challenges in the name of Jesus. Affliction will not rise again. Affliction will not rise again. These challenges will come to an end in the name of Jesus. I proclaim the God of enough is enough. That God intervene concerning your matter in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer what your parents suffered. You will not suffer what your brother and sister suffered. You will not suffer what your family members suffered. You will not suffer what your friends suffered. In the name of Jesus, I speak relief to you. Relief in your health. Relief over your health. Relief over your marital matters. Relief over your business matters. Relief over the matter of your promotion. Relief over the matter of your education. Relief over the matter of your traveling. Relief over the matter of your elevation. Relief over the matter of your projects. If there be anybody born of a woman that says that over their dead body you will not have peace, you will not have joy, you will not dance for joy, I decree their death in the name of Jesus. God will display his power in your life. God will use your family to show everybody that he's a great God. God will use your family to show that he's a mighty God. God will use your family to show that he's a great God. You are blessed. You are blessed. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Shortly, the ushers will go around, pick it, and the pastor will go forth, anoint it, and burn them, and the choir will sing. In Jesus' name. Let's go.
Oluwa Dide. Oluwa O.
all the praise. If you believe God has answered your prayers, let's thank him and appreciate him. To him be all the glory. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' blessed name we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Father, we thank you as we go into this, go further tonight. Speak to us again. Give us the spirit of prayer and intercession. Let no one go back the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this session that will usher us into the new year. I want to quickly say some things very quickly at this time before I go into the message and then we go into the prayers. This session is very life-defining because it will usher us into a brand new season of your life. As we are going to pray into the new year, and then we will, after the message, we will go into prayers. After the prayers, we will go into your declarations for the new year. I will be mentioning them. The media has them already. They will project them. You will say them. I will say them. You will say them after me. And then I will go into the prophetic declarations. Please note that while this ministration is on, movement should be limited to avoid distractions so that the Holy Spirit can continue to move in our midst. Even if we have entered the new year, don't move around or start calling people. No. Don't do that yet. You have all the time to do that thereafter. But concentrate so that you can get something and then take something home that you can run with for the rest of the year. And I trust God that God will do what he alone can do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Power for outstanding success. Power for outstanding success. Our God is a God that is not a failure. Looking all through the scriptures, we will see that everything that God did, he did them perfectly. No trace of failure. In Genesis 1 and verse 31, the Bible says that everything that God did, every single thing, he saw them. And the Bible says, and he saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. That is, he was very successful. Your father cannot be an extraordinary success and you now be an extraordinary failure. We are here to contend with what wants to contend with your success in the forthcoming year. Because the father you serve is a symbol of success and a symbol of achievement. Do you know that there's nothing that God has created that needed adjustment? The sky doesn't need any adjustment. Human beings doesn't need any adjustment. Those who are adjusting their bum bum and adjusting different parts, they are just wasting their time. Because on the day the thing will fall, it will fall like a pack of cards. If God created you tall, that's the best that he wants you to be. If God created you short, that's so that you, when something drops, you'll be the first person to pick it. Hallelujah. If God created you like you look like where two or three are gathered, it's okay. Some people like it like that. God doesn't make mistake. If God makes you slim, some people like it slim. Praise the Lord. God is God of success. And I'm here to program how 2025 will look like. He wants you to be a recurring success, not a recurring failure. You are meant to break record, not to be counting losses. You are meant to do well and not to fail. I'm not saying you will not face challenges. I was telling somebody, I was waiting on the Lord in the course of earlier on this year, and God told me the period of time the challenges of Nigeria will end. We have spent some time out of it now. I'm not saying that there won't be challenges, but I'm saying that no matter the challenges, you overcome in the name of Jesus. Please note the following about the God, outstanding success. Note the following things about outstanding success. One, outstanding success
cannot be hidden. You cannot be successful in life and then it's now hidden. You know, in my place, they say when your yam is well grown, they say you have to cover it to eat. But you know, it depends on the kind of yam. There are some yam that when you see it, there's no way you can even carry it with hand. You have to call people to help you because it's so massive. When you become successful like God wants you to be, there's no way you can say, I want to hide it. You will. I would just see people that they are very wealthy and they try to dress normal. They just dress normal. They just wear slippers, but you still smell it that they are very wealthy. Have you seen such people before? Yeah. One of our pastors here brought the son of one of the multi-billionaires or trillionaires in this country to see me in our office here some time ago. He looked so simple. He just wore slippers but immediately he came in. There were four people that came in. I could identify the one that was the son of the trillionaire or the billionaire. So simple. In fact, it was the one that didn't talk among them. He was just everything. Everyone. He didn't talk. The others were talking. I pray for you tonight. Success that cannot be hidden is coming for you. You will try to hide it, but people will see that God has blessed you. Can I hear a big amen? Number two thing to note about outstanding success is that outstanding success, just like healing, is the children's bread. Outstanding success, just like healing. You know, healing is your birthright. How many of us know that? 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thou so prospered. So, God wants you healed. God wants you to have good health. God doesn't torment you with sickness. Anything sickness is not God. It's not from God. God will not torment you with sickness. God doesn't want you to be a failure in any aspect of life. If anything around failure is around your life on one thing or the other, it's not God. Number three, thing to note about outstanding success is that success is for everybody, but it is not everybody that will access it. Success in 2025 is for everybody, but it's not everybody that will access it. Quickly, this night, in these last few minutes in 2024, I want to show us what are the keys that will help me in 2025 to become outstandingly successful. Right from day one, what must I do for my life to change in 2025? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Keys to outstanding success in 2025. Number one, embrace divine favor. Embrace divine favor. If you are going to be successful in 2025, don't joke with the favor of God. Don't play with the favor of the helpers that God will send to you. Every man or woman of outstanding success is a product of favor from God and favor from people. I told you in the first session, I said, those that hate you might not matter, but those that love you matters a lot. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. The favor that will turn your life around will come upon your life tonight. The favor that will come upon your life, that will turn your life around, will come upon your destiny tonight. Can I hear you say a loud amen? Can I hear you say a loud amen? Favor is the doorway to God's blessings. Favor is what transforms every believer's life. Favor is what terminates the struggles of a believer. I don't have the time to show you in the scriptures tonight of several people in the scriptures that were products of favor. Joseph was a product of favor. Potiphar favored him. Pharaoh favored him. In the prison, they favored him. David was a product of favor. Until Saul started behaving funny, he favored him. Every
every believer that will do well in 2025 must embrace favor of God. Number two key to outstanding success is to guide your thoughts. Don't think what negative things like others in 2025. Proverbs 23 verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your imaginations are a product of your thoughts. Positive imaginations are constructive. Negative imaginations are destructive. Don't believe that 2025 will not be good. If you believe so, it cannot be good. Don't believe, don't let anybody tell you that nobody can actually do well. Nobody can. Don't believe it. Your thoughts determines your lot. No wonder in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, Philippians 2 verse 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the Bible tells us the kind of mind, the kind of thought we must think. It's not just any thoughts. It's not just any thought. He said, let the kind of mind in Christ, positive mind. Have you ever gone through the scripture and then you see Christ talking negatively? Everybody that will be successful in 2025 must have a mind that is going to be a great year. If it's going to be a great year for you, can I see your hand? Yes. And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Great thoughts brings about great blessings. Number three, key to our starting success 2025 as we get ready, is to focus on the future. Don't look back. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Say, behold, I will do a new thing. I say, God will do a new thing in your life. Now we shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in what? In the desert. That's Nigeria. I will make a way in the wilderness and I will bring you what? I'm not the one that said it. The Bible said it. I will give you rivers. Rivers will be flowing in your life. Whereas you are in a desert where everybody is saying there's no water. Whereas you have abundance of water. Somebody say loud amen. Haven't you been on the street before where there is no water anywhere and somebody has a borehole and the borehole did not fill? And then everybody is saying there's no water. Everybody is carrying bucket around. And somebody, water is pouring and it's pouring down. It's wasting when it's pumping water. And everybody is looking at water like this. Hey, is this water? Somebody is here tonight. When people are saying there's a casting down in 2025, you'll be saying there's a lifting up. You have not seen anything. All the good things God has done for you since you were born. What he will do for you in this year we are looking at will be greater than all those years. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. You cannot enter in 2025 and now focus on 2023 or 2024 again. He's gone. You cannot enter in 2025 and now be focusing on the people that are speaking bad about you. That's their problem of their life. That's the problem. They don't have problem. They don't have life. That's why they are facing your own life. Because anybody that has life will not focus on someone who says it's life. Focus on your future, my friend. Anybody can use his mouth to say anything they want. That's their own cup of tea. Is somebody with me tonight? Don't allow yesterday to affect your today. And don't allow your today to affect your tomorrow. As I begin to round up, what must I do to enjoy outstanding success? Serve God. Serve God faithfully. Exodus 23 verse 25. You shall serve the Lord. You shall bless the bread and the water. You shall take sickness and disease away from thee. Serve God and serve him fervently. Many of us, this is the key that will help you. This is the key that will assist you. You might not be perfect, but when you are a person that serves God, God will always wipe out your imperfections and show you mercy. That's how you some people say, but this person, I know the person now. Person is not perfect now. How come? It's because of mercy through service. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? It's because of mercy. So, how come this person she doesn't look qualified? She's qualified because she humbled herself to serve in 2025. Please humble yourself to serve. Humble yourself to serve. And I pray for you tonight, as you serve, God must bless you.
I was telling some people in one of my messages recently. I said, God must bless me. He must bless me. He said, the reason is because I'm serving him and I'm serving the people. So it's a must because he cannot owe anybody. I cannot be waking up every night to pray for you where you are already sleeping. And I'm praying, oh God, oh God, you must do something about this man. And then you'll now be looking at me and I will now be suffering. He cannot do it. He cannot do that. It's not a wicked man. When I'll be seeing food like this, I'm supposed to be eating food. I don't eat food because I want somebody blessed. He now say, so because of this, I will now make you suffer. He cannot do it. Serve and he will bless. Your own is to serve, he will bless. Your own is to serve, he will bless. God will bless you as you go into this new year. And lastly, be prayerful. Be prayerful. Nobody can enter into the house of a strong man or a wicked person and pick blessing without the person first having the power that is necessary. This power comes from prayer. This power to contend with forces, with powers of darkness, comes from prayer. Is it that you are praying or you are playing, my friend? Is it that you are praying or you are playing? As we go into this new year, please set out your heart. Time is going. Time is going. Time is going. Brace up in the place of prayer. 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 And then you will win. My prayer for you is as God liveth, you will win in the name of Jesus. Just before we go into the prayer sessions that we have, and then the declarations, and then into the prophecy for 2025, I want to give a second call of salvation. Maybe mistakenly you missed the first call. Maybe you were not sure. Maybe you looked at it. Or maybe you came after I gave the first call. Do you know that if you did not receive any physical thing tonight, or there was not much of spiritual deposit in your life, but you went back with salvation, you have gone back with so much. Because that is the key that unlocks the door of where you are going. If you did not receive any blessing physically or spiritually, but you went back home. You say, what did you come back with? I came back, I'm saved. My heart, I've given my heart again to God afresh. You have gone back with so much. Because heaven, the entire heaven is rejoicing over your testimony. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. Tonight, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here. You missed the first call. Maybe you were reluctant, or maybe you came after I made that first call. And you are saying, Pastor, I must not miss this second call. I must enjoy outstanding success. Anywhere you are, just where you are standing or where you are right now, I want to pray with you. Just stand up and I will pray with you. Maybe somehow you missed the first call, but you want me to pray with you in this second call. And you want me to pray with you. You want me to bless you in this second call. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Stand very quickly. Anywhere you are right now, your heart is telling you, let the pastor pray with you. Let the pastor bless you. Let him pray with you. You missed the first call. You cannot tell what happened. You just didn't stand up during the first call. Or you came after I took the first call. But you don't want to miss out of what is going to happen here tonight. What shall it profit a man or a woman or a boy or a girl if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? God bless you. Stand very quickly. Stand very quickly. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Where you are seated, something is telling you, you are the one pastor wants to pray for tonight. You are the one God sent the pastor to tonight. You are very right. God sent me to you. God sent me to you. Also, you want to break an addiction. You want to stop a particular lifestyle. You have tried on your own, but you could not. But you want me to pray with you tonight. You want me to pray with you tonight. God bless you. Stand very quickly. Stand very quickly. Don't be the last person. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way, Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. Jesus.
Jesus is passing this way. This way. God is calling you. God is calling upon you, my son, my daughter. Let me bless you. Let me change your life. I know what you need and I can bless you.
He's passing this way.
While I'm talking now, the Holy Spirit is talking to you through your conscience. Say, stand up. Stand up. Let it will not bite. He's telling you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Don't enter 2025 incapacitated, because God cannot do anything except you draw near to Him. Say, draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And the Lord will bless you. We'll take that song two more times as I pray. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you.
He's passing this way.
Yes.
This way.
Yes.
This way. Jesus.
One more count and I will pray. Now listen, this last count is the count of grace. God has special attention for you. That's why He told me to give a second call. I would have just gone into prayer. But God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. Inside, outside, gallery, anywhere. Watching us from any location, God is calling you. God is calling you.
He's coming this way today.
Thank you, Jesus. Now with your right hand lifted, God bless you, my brother, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Online, in all churches connected, all over the world, all those who are just stumbling on this tonight, you are just online, just stumbled on it. God bless you. Now with your right hand lifted, say after me. Jesus, have mercy on me. As your son, as your daughter, come to my rescue. Help me to please you all the days of my life. Help me, Lord, to serve you all my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Keep that hand raised. Father, we thank you for these ones online, on ground, and in all our centers connected to this place tonight. Please bless them. Let your hand continue to rest on them. Give them testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors. Just 2 minutes and you are back. Church, can we stand? Can we stand? Can we stand? Can we stand? With a big clap to Jesus.
Come and keeping calm. There is no one like you. I am that I am. There is no one like you.
For the word He has sent to us again, give Him all the praise, give Him all the glory. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Because of the volume of what we need to cover within the next 22 minutes, I'll be very fast in the prayer sessions, and then just 1 minute per prayer session, and then once we hit 12, we'll go into the declarations, and then we'll go into the prophecy for 2025. And I know that God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus.
Say, as I prepare,
to
enter,
2025,
all plans,
an agenda
of the enemy, against my life,
he must pay.
We are praying. Say in 2025, I reject premature death. I reject it. Untimely death. I reject it. Lift your voice and pray.
Jesus,
name we are praying.
Amen.
Say in 2025.
In 2025,
I reject
poverty
and destruction.
And destruction.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray. We are praying.
Amen.
Say in 2025. Father, remove my name,
from the list
of failures. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Jesus, name we are praying. As I prepare
to
enter 2025, I reject sickness in the spirit,
in my soul,
in my body,
in
the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Jesus, name we are praying.
Amen.
Lift up your right and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I possess
my outstanding for 2024.
I possess
my outstanding blessing,
outstanding
favor,
outstanding breakthrough.
Still left
sickness
in 2024. I possess my
Jesus, we are praying. Media, respond to the two cameras, please. Not only one camera. God bless you. Say, Father,
all through
2025,
let your wisdom
instruct me.
Again,
say, Father,
all through.
We are going to place our right hand on our head. Say, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in 2025,
let your wisdom
instruct me.
Direct me.
Instruct me.
And direct me.
Lift your voice and pray. Let your wisdom instruct me and direct me, O God. Jesus, name we are praying.
Amen.
Says in 2025, I will assess
uncommon
opportunities. Lift your voice and pray.
Pray.
Jesus, name we are praying. Say, I refuse to be a victim of shame in 2025. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a victim of shame in 2025. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, name we are praying.
Amen.
Say 2025.
Amen.
The enemies of my progress,
the enemies of
they
my
will fail. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Jesus, name we are praying. Say power.
Power.
To serve God better
in
2025.
Fall upon me
now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, name we are praying. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, what disturbed me?
What frustrated me?
In 2024, must not follow me
to
2025. Lift your voice and pray. We are praying. We are going to go to the declaration session. You are going to say after me, and as you do so, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I will receive help.
I will receive help
that will move me.
That will move me.
And my life,
and my life
forward,
forward
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I will receive help.
I will receive help
that will move me.
That will move me.
And my life forward.
And my life forward
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
all my past losses,
all my past
will be restored to me.
Will be restored to me
sevenfold.
Sevenfold
this year.
This year
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
When others are saying,
when others are saying,
when others are saying,
when others are saying
that there is a casting down,
that there is a casting down,
I will be saying,
I will be saying
that there is a lifting up,
that there is a lifting up.
I disconnect.
I disconnect
myself from evil company.
From evil company.
This year, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anybody, meant for perdition.
Meant for perdition.
I separate myself from them.
I will not live.
In hardship.
In hardship.
And
lack.
And lack.
This year.
This year.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject
a life
of survival.
Of survival.
On depth.
On depth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
financial breakthrough. Financial breakthrough.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not be a victim.
I will not be a victim
of bad luck.
Of bad luck.
In 2025.
In 2025.
Again, I will not be a victim.
I will not be a victim
of bad luck.
Of bad luck.
In 2025.
In 2025.
My joy will not be terminated.
Will not be terminated.
In 2025.
In 2025.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In this new year.
In this new year.
2025.
2025.
I will not fail.
I will not fail.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In this new year.
In this new year. 2025.
I will not fall.
I will not fall.
Into the deception.
Into the deception.
Or evil traps.
Or evil traps.
Of the wicked.
Of the wicked.
This year.
This year.
This new year.
This new year.
I receive anointing.
I receive anointing.
For outstanding success.
For outstanding success.
I receive anointing.
I receive anointing.
For excellence.
For excellence.
I receive anointing.
I receive anointing.
For excellence.
For excellence.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive grace.
I receive grace.
For timely.
For timely.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
In 2025.
In 2025.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This year.
This year.
I will no longer.
I will no longer.
Be a slave.
Be a slave.
To sin.
To sin.
Or iniquity.
Or iniquity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This year.
This year.
I will not be.
I will not be.
A spiritual casualty.
A spiritual casualty.
Or a spiritual wreck.
Or a spiritual wreck.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This year.
This year.
I will not die.
I will not die.
My obituary.
My obituary.
Will not come out.
Will not come out.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This year.
This year.
2025.
2025.
I enjoy
enlargement,
expansion,
expansion,
progress,
and development.
Men will come, and celebrate with
and
me.
Celebrate with
my
me.
Parents,
my parents,
my brothers,
my brothers,
my sisters,
my sisters,
my neighbors,
my neighbors,
my church members.
My church members.
May we gather.
May we gather.
So thank God for me.
Thank God for me.
In 2025,
my spiritual life,
we grow faster,
we grow faster,
and we grow better.
And grow better.
In 2025. God will walk with me.
God will walk with me.
God will walk through me.
God will walk through me.
And God will walk for me.
And God will walk for me.
In 2025, frustration will not be my portion. What defeats others cannot defeat me. What brings others down cannot bring me down. What destroys others cannot destroy me.
I will be
like a tree
planted
by the rivers of the living waters.
Whatsoever I do,
I will pray.
Prosper. I will prosper
in the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
So shall it be.
So shall
so
it shall be.
In the name of Jesus. I welcome you to the year of increase on all sides. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now listen. This year you will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In this brand new year, goodness and mercy will follow you.
Amen.
This year, I declare that you will be great in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In 2025, sickness and disease will never come near your house.
Amen.
Accidents will never come near your house.
Amen.
Untimely death will never come near your house.
Amen.
Nobody will gather to mourn anybody in your family.
Amen.
This year, it shall be wedding galore.
Amen.
It shall be children dedication galore.
Amen.
It shall be visa galore.
Amen.
It shall be house dedication galore.
Yeah.
Thousandaires will suddenly become millionaires.
Yeah.
Millionaires will go into billions.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In this brand new year, evil will not befall your family.
Yeah.
You will not suffer in the hands of the wicked.
Yeah.
You will not suffer in the hands of the wicked.
Yeah.
The power to attract helpers come upon you.
Yeah.
Help us over your business.
Yeah.
Help us over your education.
Yeah.
Help us over your family.
Yeah.
Help us over your education.
Yeah.
Help us over your career.
Yeah.
Men will go out of their way to help you.
Yeah.
The power to stay focused this year, receive it.
Yeah.
You will not be distracted.
Yeah.
You will not suffer distraction.
Yeah.
God will protect your health. God will protect your life. God will protect your property. God will protect your family. God will protect your business. God will protect your ministry. Your heart desire shall be granted. Your business and career shall shift to a new level. From the north, blessing are coming. From the south, blessing are coming. From the east, blessing are coming. From the west, blessing are coming. Into your life in the name of Jesus. All students, this is your year of extraordinary success.
Amen.
Your GP will go up in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Those who are due for miracle jobs, receive miracle jobs. Those due for miracle marriages, receive miracle marriages. In 2025, you will eat in plenty. You will be satisfied. You will be satisfied. You will be satisfied. You will be satisfied. You will not be broke for one day this year. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are waiting for you to be ashamed, God will make them ashamed.
Amen.
You will not lose your husband.
Amen.
You will not lose your wife.
Amen.
You will not lose your children.
Amen.
You will not lose your grandchildren.
Amen.
You will not lose your properties.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Calamity will not enter your house.
Amen.
In 2025, foreigners will minister to you.
Amen.
Those who are not from your tribe, who are not from your nation, they will favor you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
You will not faint.
Amen.
You will not faint.
Amen.
You will not fall.
Amen.
You will not faint.
Amen.
You will not be afraid.
Amen.
You will not go into famine. Every power that wants to bring you financial embarrassment, they are collapsed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If it remains 1 minute for you to be embarrassed, God will show up.
Amen.
If it remains 1 minute for you to be embarrassed, God will show up.
Amen.
If it remains 1 minute for you to be embarrassed, God will show up.
Amen.
What you will eat, you will not lack it.
Amen.
You, what you will give others, you will not lack it.
Amen.
God will teach you how to make wealth this year.
Amen.
You will know how to succeed in a bad economy.
Amen.
Men will help you this year.
Amen.
You will be a wonder to your family members.
Amen.
You will be a wonder to your family members.
Amen.
The move of your enemies will fall upon them this year.
Amen.
Those that dig a pit for you will fall inside it.
Amen.
Those that plan your destruction, they will fall inside
Amen.
It. Those that set a trap for you, they will fall inside
Amen.
It. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In 2025, you will enjoy preservation.
Amen.
You will enjoy protection.
Amen.
You will not die.
Amen.
You will live. Those trusting God for children, receive it. Your cousins, your friends, your neighbors, everyone connected to you believing God for miracle children, they are getting it tonight.
Amen.
They are getting it tonight.
Amen.
Nobody with a job this day will be jobless by 31st of December.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your days of joy and gladness has finally come.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Your life is blessed.
Amen.
Get ready for salary increase. Blessing increase, contract increase, favor increase, wealth increase, anointing increase, blessing on every side. In the name of Jesus, welcome to increase on every side. Hallelujah! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go around and welcome somebody. Happy New Year. Happy, 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 happy New Year. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.